The buzzer after hours. Who says nothing good happens after 2 a.m.? Music. Stories. Just dropped releases. The after party. Dates from hell. Nothing is taboo. Join us Wednesdays, after hours.
Hey y'all, Shay here, The Buzzer After Hours, episode 5. So what y'all doing tonight? Me, I'm going to listen to music. We have the hottest new indie music on tonight, a full plate. So pour yourself one, sit back, and enjoy the diamonds I uncovered in my search for the best indie music hitting the airways right now. Special drops tonight are a sneak peek of Kevin Estrella's Pyramid on Mars new album, expected release April 15, 2019. We're going to listen to a single from that album. We also have Luna Tractor's single Unquiet Grave from the Missing Star album that's due out May 1st of this year. Heavy Birds' Karmic Wheel Black Flag out March 19th as well. And Echo Violet, The End of What We Knew, which is dropping March 21st. And we're going to top it up with a slew of new releases that dropped this week. And of course, my picks, they are buzz play worthy. Enjoy. First up, we have Dead Freights, Suffering Safari. The release date is March 19th. The Dead Freights are, as the band puts it, gothic poetry spat over disco Nirvana, putting the ABBA in Black Sabbath. Jarvis fronts Idols. You'll love this band. So, Suffering Safari.
Dungeon dreams, some inquiries made.
And now we're going to listen to Davy Fury. Davy Fury is an artist from Dublin, Ireland. He recently released a Haunted Streets album, February 18th of this year. We are going to listen to two tracks from the Haunted Streets album. When I happened upon his music, I told the artist I had a problem. Well, my problem was every track on this new release is so good, it was difficult to choose a track to highlight. Fury is one talented artist, and I want to see him tour North America in the future. Flames on the River went number one, along with others of the album's singles, on the Irish singer-songwriter and rock download charts. You will see why. Listeners, Davy Fury, Flames on the River.
I can see the flames on the river rising up in unison together. Between the moonlight and the bleeding stars, I'm focused right on where you are. Gotta shake away these small town blues, going off in search of something new. Bound by fear, you know I can't look back. The past is near and under attack. Space between the love you leave, the love you meet. Nothing is final, nothing is real, but nobody understands the way you feel. I can't see the flame.
You know, I love old country, and I love George Jones. The contribution to country music by George Jones is unmatched, actually. And I wanted to feature this single. Fraser Newcomb from Nova Scotia, Canada, released my tribute to George Jones, March 15th. When I first heard this single, I was brought back to the days of George Jones. Fraser Newcomb has done well with this tribute, and I wanted to play it on the show tonight as a nod to Jones himself and to the old country songs that a lot of us miss. Fraser Newcomb, my tribute to George Jones.
Singers, the good Lord called to rest. Of all those country singers, I think George Jones was the best. There's entertainers out there that strive to sing his way, but unlike him, they couldn't sing. He stopped loving her today. The good Lord called George Jones away. They placed a wreath upon his door. We won't see him anymore. Now he's been called quite often. No-show Jones and the Possum. But he still moved on, sang his song. He'll never be forgotten. One of the greatest singers the world has ever known. Will always be remembered as the legend called George Jones. He stopped loving her today. The good Lord called George Jones away. They placed a wreath upon his door. We won't see him anymore. We know he had his troubles, like many of us do. But he still moved on, sang his song that pleasured me and you. He's gone but not forgotten. His legacy lives on. Wherever you roam, you'll hear George Jones singing his country song. He stopped loving her today. The good Lord called George Jones away. They placed a wreath upon his door. We won't see him anymore. Who's gonna fill his shoes? Who's gonna sing them songs? Who's gonna play the possum now that George is gone? He stopped loving her today.
And Fraser put out a great track, I love it. And now we're going to up the ante and go into psychedelic alt pop, EDM music. We're going to listen to a track called Way Off. Way Off was released by Zane Copard, March 12th of this year. Zane is out of Canada, Vancouver, British Columbia. Zane Culper's new DuPont AP, co-produced with Outback, went live March 12th. The two singles, Way Off and Spiritual Love, are out now. We're going to be listening to Way Off, so enjoy. So next up, we're going to hear a band from UK Leeds, The Banquets. The Banquets is an alt-rock pop trio from Leeds with a very fresh and unique sound. Their track, What You Sayin', is their second release. It is racy, irresistible, and catchy. And it really shows the diversity and flexibility of the band. So enjoy.
Super.
I love that song. I can just see, I can just feel getting up, dancing. It's incredible. Incredible. I'm dancing now. Anyways, we're going to hear again from the amazing folk artist, Davy Fury. So listeners, Who Am I by Davy Fury out of Dublin, Ireland.
Where dreams roll and futures break, I could never give the heart you take. No substitutes for the real thing. I can't receive what it is you bring. On a darkened street where shadows fall, stumble on my feet as I watch you crawl. Wanna lay you down where angels lie. Who am I? Who am I?
I love his vocals. I love his vocals. We're going to go back into the alt rock, 90s rock space, and we're going to listen to a UK band that is in Hull, United Kingdom. The band is called Sweethearts. Their track, Do You Love Me? They're influenced by the favorites of yesteryear, including Pavement, Weezer, and their personal favorite, Pixies.
We'll be right back.
And now we're going to listen to rock band Pyramid on Mars. Pyramids on Mars is set to release their album Cosmic Angels April 15th this year. The band is the solo project of guitarist Kevin Estrella. Kevin has allowed the buzzer to give a teaser to the album coming out. Tonight we listen to On Dragon's Wings. The song is about making friends with a dragon and riding the wind with them. Now, who doesn't want to do that? Pyramid on Mars creates music so unique, you would think that they were dropped on Earth from another planet. Their music stands out from the crowd, where the guitar is the vocals of the music. Music from the mystical red planet, Pyramid on Mars, On Dragon Wings.
Thank you.
great release from Pyramids on Mars. I can hardly wait for the full album. And next we have another teaser. UK band Luna Tractor's Unquiet Grave, which is part of the album The Missing Star that will release May 1st of this year. The band is an a cappella acoustic and folk band out of Margate, United Kingdom. They call themselves a broken folk duo. They were founded in 2017, and they approach traditional British, Irish, and Australian folk music through beats and vocals inspired by post-punk, trip-hop, and queer cabaret. So next, we're going to listen to an amazing release, Unquiet Grave, by the Luna Tractor's.
Of a river, watching the waters as evening drew nigh. All night I wandered, then I spied another, weeping and wailing with many a sigh. She is weeping for one who is now lying low. Around her in circles, calling to us from the unquiet grave. Come bring us a light out of the darkness. Bring us some water out of a stone. Bring back a blossom that's withered and fallen. Justice from those that call Westminster home. Cold blows the winter night down by the river. Cold as the grave are the first drops of rain. Cold as the hearts that assess work and pension. Cold as the lips are of poor dead Elaine. There's proof at least 2,400 people were dead 2 weeks after being found fit to work. But they've covered up how many hundreds of thousands have been helped to their graves by a government clerk. Come bring us a light out of the darkness. Bring us some water out of a stone. Bring back a blossom that's withered and fallen. Seek justice from those that call Westminster home. Disabled and scared of a next work assessment. May's hostile environment got to Elaine. The pills and 10 cuts on her wrists didn't kill her. Elaine Christian drowned in the Holderness drain. Come bring us a light out of the darkness. Bring us some water out of a stone.
bring back the blossom that's withered and fallen. Seek justice from those that call Westminster home. Seek justice from those that call Westminster home. Seek justice from those that call Westminster home.
Now we're back to listening to the Dead Freights. Fever and Thunder was released December 18th of last year. The Southampton band combines disco beats and tasteful guitar techniques with a gritty production, highlighting the band's signature grubby sound. The band aimed to combine elements of disco, which is the fever, and traditional rock and roll, the thunder, whilst providing a catchy melody at the same time. So enjoy Fever and Thunder.
Crooked fingers crossed, the tail between your legs around my neck. Get it off, get it off. Screw your love, somewhere only I can see. Loosen the noose off the hanging man and wrap it round me, round me. Roll, red, and when you stop.
Next up, we have Heavy Bird with their single Karmic Wheel Black Flag. It's part of the album releasing March 19th, Pine Trees and the Faint Sound of Buzzing. The whole album has a Woodstock feel. It's like an acid trip instant time warp back to the hippie days of Woodstock, whether you were there or heard about it. Heavy psychedelia, laced rock, some shoegaze influence. What is cool about this is a traditional drum set wasn't used. The earthy percussion tones keep with the rock context, but there's a very ceremonial feel. So listeners, we're going to listen to Karmic Wheel Black Flag by Heavy Bird. And don't miss the Buzzy Indie Show, March 19th, where Heavy Bird will be on the show to discuss their music and the full album.
Life and placed upon a karmic wheel. Early August flowers bloomed by night, a waxing moon revealed.
So that was fun. It's a great album. I encourage everybody to check out Heavy Bird's album Pine Trees and the Faint Sound of Buzzing, out on Friday, March 19th. The band we're listening to next is The Freight out of United States. The Freight is one of my favorite indie bands out there that I've recently been introduced to. They're a Boston rock and roll band, and Found is their fourth single and their second this year. We're going to hear their next single in a bit. The band has big things planned for this year, and the song Found kicks it off for them. The song has awesome 80s rock vibes. Now let's get down and rock. Found by The Freight. And another band out of UK Bradford area, Echo Violet. We have had them on the show before, and the full show will be on the Buzzer Indie Show on March 18th. We're going to listen to their track, At the End of What We Knew. It releases March 21st. The track is a single, but it will be part of the EP that they're launching in the next couple of weeks. The End of What We Knew follows on their previous release, City of Impunity. in that it's about a dystopian world, but more specifically, marking the end of a regime and the start of some new governance, which is highlighted in the choruses with the lines, "This is the end of what we knew it be. This is the start of something new. This is the end of what we knew them to be. What we have done, it's just begun." Whether this is a good change or not is up to the listener and their interpretation. So, Echo Violet, the end of what we knew.
Faces hanging in the trees. Their cries were smothered by the breeze.
Now, Try Me On by The Freight. Try Me On was released January 15th of this year. It was the first song co-written between lead singer, guitar player Adam Turow and bass player Steven Anderson. The Freight has made some serious noise since their August 2020 debut single, Show Me. which hit number one on the iTunes Blues Singles Chart, and their second release hit number six, respectively, on the same chart. This is definitely a band to watch. So, y'all, Try Me On by The Freight out of the United States, Pembroke area. Well, that was an awesome track. I love Try Me On. It firmly establishes the band as more than just a blues band. As the band says, they are here to rock, and rock they are. This song has hints of Zeppelin and vintage Aerosmith mixed into a classic yet modern sound that leaves you wanting more. That was a great show tonight, and we're going to end with a bang. Literally, the Fragmatics Bang Bang is going to be next. The Fragmatics are out of UK, London, and Bang Bang was released February 19th of this year. They are described by the Indie Underground in the UK as possibly the most exciting new band on the indie circuit. This UK alternative rock band combined raw guitars, thundering beats, and panoramic synths to create an explosive sonic identity. Bang Bang is their third single. It was self-recorded and produced during the lockdowns of 2020. and it incorporates the band's signature sound. So you're going to hear catchy vocals, sweeping synths, backed by a powerful wall of sound created by guitar, bass, and drums. The song describes an ultimatum delivered at the end of a relationship. If you can't love me, then leave me. So y'all, Bang Bang by The Frematic. If our Twitter is any indication, the party has kept going. Join our Twitter family. Our handle is @TheBuzzerIndie. Shay's take on the Grammys. Very disappointed with the show's glimpsing tribute to the great Eddie Van Halen. In fact, where is the rock? They need to up their game. There is a ton of great music in the rock space. Much of a show wasn't listen worthy. I am not surprised its ratings tanked. Perhaps they should look at that. Thank you to all the artists on the show tonight. I love what you're creating and the music that you're putting out there for us to listen to. I can't wait to see you live. Well, that was a kicking night. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for chilling with me after dark. And I look forward to the next time we play some tunes. Cheers. Well, if you're wondering who George is, George happens to be a bird. His home is located in my sunny studio where I put out this podcast. And I figured he loves the music so much that despite several attempts to keep him quiet during taping, I decided to put him as part of the show. So he will be the honorary curator for music. And you know what? He knows his music, because the better the music, the more George sings. Well, that's a wrap for tonight. Episodes run every Wednesday. Who shows up or what we talk about, who knows right now. Live on the edge. Just tune in and enjoy. See you next Wednesday. From my pad to yours, after hours. Subscribe feeds at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.